A new Middle East peace initiative put forward by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah is provoking discussion in the region and elsewhere. In a recent interview with the New York Times, the Crown Prince said the Arab world could be ready to normalize relations with Israel in exchange for Israeli withdrawal from territory seized in the 1967 war. The Saudi initiative breaks little new ground. It is, in effect, a restatement of the Land for Peace formula that long has been the basis for Arab-Israeli negotiations. After more than 17 months of conflict between Israel and the Palestinians, the Saudi idea is seen by many as a way to revive the peace process. President Bush and senior European Union officials have praised the Saudi proposal. Most Arab leaders, including Yasser Arafat, have endorsed it. The government of Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says it's eager to hear more about the plan. Despite the talk of peace, there's no sign of a let-up in the violence. Fierce battles rocked the West Bank today as Israeli troops continued attacks on Palestinian refugee camps. Here are two commentaries. First, Anthony Lewis, a former columnist for the New York Times, says Sharon's policies have resulted in the continued bloodshed.
In his year as Prime Minister of Israel, Ariel Sharon has been confronted repeatedly by appalling acts of Palestinian terrorism. His policy has been to reply with brutal force. And not just reply, to kill and destroy in anticipation of attacks. Israeli forces have isolated Palestinians in their villages and cities, assassinated suspected terrorists, bulldozed houses, plowed under olive groves. It is clear now that the Sharon policy has failed. Support for extremist groups among the Palestinians has grown. The larger number, whom polls have consistently shown in favor of living in peace, in a Palestinian state alongside Israel, have lost much faith in Israeli intentions. More and more Israelis have begun to speak out against the Sharon policy on both practical and moral grounds. More than 250 military reservists said they would refuse to serve their annual active duty in the occupied Palestinian territories, where they said soldiers harassed and humiliated people. Now 1,000 former officers, among them generals, have called on Israel to withdraw unilaterally from the territories. The obvious alternative to the present policy is to offer a carrot as well as a stick. The carrot is political negotiations, giving the Palestinians hope of running their own lives in their own state. But so far, Mr. Sharon has said he will not negotiate until Yasser Arafat has brought an end to all violence. That is nearly an impossible demand since Mr. Arafat is hemmed in by Israeli tanks and many of his Palestinian Authority's security offices have been destroyed. If Prime Minister Sharon does not change his failed policy, he will really have confirmed what some have suspected all along, that he does not want real negotiations because he does not want to see a viable Palestinian state. This has serious consequences for the United States, too. President Bush has so far given total backing to Mr. Sharon. Continued association with his failed policy of force can only further alienate the Arab and Muslim worlds whose support we want for the war on terrorism.
The comments of Anthony Lewis, a former columnist for the New York Times.